USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken has postponed his weekend trip to China in the wake of the Chinese balloon that has been drifting across the United States.
We concluded that conditions were not conducive for a constructive visit at this time.
The Pentagon calling it a Chinese surveillance balloon that poses no threat, although they do believe it may have gathered data on underground ballistic missiles in Montana and Wyoming. This morning, President Biden says the U.S. is going to take care of it. The Pentagon also confirming a second Chinese spy balloon that's currently moving across Latin America. It doesn't appear to be moving toward the United States. It's another cold day in the Northeast.
I'm standing outside and it's below 0 Fahrenheit. The National Weather Service warns that these temperatures, frostbite could set in minutes. New York Governor Kathy Hochul is urging residents to stay inside as much as possible. For those who have to go out, hat and gloves are essential. The frigid weather is extending around the Northeast, with Maine getting the worst of it. About the only upside is that the deep freeze isn't predicted to last long. A thaw could come as early as Sunday night. In New York, I'm Karen Sloan.
Another Memphis police officer has been fired following the beating death of Tyree Nichols. Preston Hemphill was fired on Friday. The department saying he violated 5 departmental policies. Other officers are also being investigated for policy violations. 5 officers involved in the beating have been charged with second-degree murder. Democrats are making changes to the 2024 presidential primary calendar. During a party gathering in Philadelphia, DNC delegates approved putting South Carolina into the top spot for early voting, followed by Nevada and New Hampshire. Iowa, the traditional first voting state, has been displaced. And gas prices are down a penny from yesterday, but still up several cents from a year ago. According to the latest AAA survey, the average is $3.48 a gallon. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the 6-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
A fire continues to burn after more than 50 cars on a train derailed in eastern Ohio last night. No injuries were reported, but it's not known what the train was carrying or what is burning, so people within a mile of the crash have been evacuated or told to shelter in place. The derailment in the small town of East Palestine near the Pennsylvania border. A top Southwest airline official will testify before senators next week following the airline's holiday meltdown. It canceled thousands of flights that left many travelers stranded around the country. The president of the Southwest Airlines Pilots Association will also testify, the Senate Commerce Committee holding the hearing next Thursday. Today is World Cancer Day, and the outlook for winning the war against this deadly disease is both good and bad.
The latest statistics in the USA say deaths from cancer have dropped 33% since 1991, mostly due to advances in early detection and treatment. Still, 10 million people worldwide lost their lives to cancer in 2020. Cases of breast cancer, colon, esophagus, gallbladder, kidney, liver, pancreas, prostate, stomach, and thyroid cancers have also been increasing in people ages 50, 40, even 30-year-olds. I'm Corey Myers.
Shrek is missing. Police in Hatfield, Massachusetts, on the lookout for a 200-pound statue of the giant green ogre after its owner reported it missing earlier this week. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.